flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. In a few moments, a treat on YouTube. Go to the station's YouTube channel. Be ready. Dan has plucked Bill Malugian, who really has taken over as the preeminent illegal immigration reporter in the world for Fox News, went on a ride-along with the Boston. It wouldn't be the Boston police because Boston's in noncompliance. The Boston ICE, or the ICE in Boston area. Because that city is still a sanctuary city. And it's curious, isn't it, that Sherelle Parker sort of said, her people said, yeah, we are still a sanctuary city, but she's not making any noise about this. We have a, I thought about trying to get him on, then I thought, Catholic priest that the Inquirer gets to make the lame argument, no, we're not going to stop because you're hiding in a church. We're not going to stop. And I just want to know if the Archbishop is ever going to say anything that we should not be sheltering people that are here illegally and criminals. Archbishop, let us know. If you know there's a directive out there, I'd like to know about it. The Catholic Church has been woefully inadequate when it comes to this issue of illegal immigration because they're on the side of it, essentially. That's what it comes down to. All right, so here is Bill Malugian. We'll play you a little bit of it throughout the show, on a ride-along with ICE, because they have struck, and they have struck, and I'm told that, we'll play you, Levitt, the president's press secretary, has said they've already flown out, or flown to Texas to be deported, literally hundreds of people already. Good start. Here's Malugian on the ride-along.
Good morning, everyone.
It's a frigid 5 degrees in the pre-dawn hours just outside of Boston, where this team of elite ICE officers is briefing on their targets for the day.
We're going to be targeting some extremely violent offenders today.
Within moments, the officers are on the move, with eyes on their first target.
Looks like we got movement, target vehicle coming out.
They quickly take him into custody. He's an MS-13 gang member wanted in El Salvador for aggravated murder. And he has an Interpol red notice out for his arrest.
We are targeting very violent threats to our community.
I'm not going back to Haiti.
One of those threats is this illegal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
Trump, you feel me? Yo, Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
Thank Obama. Oh, yeah.
ICE
Thank
Boston
Biden.
Quickly takes down its next targets, including this illegal.
You want more of that? I have more of it if you wanted to.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit more. I got a note page filled up, Ernie. Get a writer's cramp. Hurry up here. Yes.
I'm going to go back to what he just said.
ICE
says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions.
Only 17.
In recent years.
Trump, you feel me? Yo, Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
Biden forever. Can you make this up?
ICE Boston quickly takes down its next targets, including this illegal alien from Brazil who has an Interpol red notice for armed robbery. This Salvadoran illegal alien charged locally with rape and released by a sanctuary jurisdiction.
Yo, ¿cómo se llama?
And this Dominican illegal alien charged with assault with a deadly weapon and heroin trafficking. Officers also arrested this Guatemalan MS-13 gang member facing gun charges. ICE says he was released from local custody just the day before. Their detainer request was ignored.
All right, so that's Bill Malugi, and just to give you a flavor. All right, I would advise the Trump people should be even using this tape, putting it out, showing it there to the media, and then going down their throat. Hearing that and my own sense of it, I'm more amazed that more of us are not being killed. The first guy, MS-13, El Salvador, outstanding murder charges. MS-13. The other guy, thanking Biden. It's
those
like
threats
they,
is this illegal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
Trump, you feel me? Yo, Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
It's almost like we're going to be saying, wait a minute, did the Trump people plant this guy? Even I got to be saying, who is this guy? Biden forever. I want to thank Obama for everything he did for me. Oh, my God. And just the tip of the iceberg. Who's on the other side? Well, they're on the other side still. Bill de Blasio on national TV today. New York is going to say that deportations are un-American. Are they? That's not what the last election said.
A sanctuary city. Yeah.
That goofball's gone. So you notice that Sherelle Parker's lying low. Who is jumping into the breach for the maniacs in Philadelphia? Krasner, who is telling us about the Constitution. Just think of this little bit we saw here with Malugin. I don't know why they started in Boston. Throw them off the trail, or whatever, versus New York and Chicago, where he was on that. I'd like to go on a ride-along. I think everybody in the media ought to go on ride-alongs. Now, the one I did was not as threatening, although, I got to say, it was the prostitution roundup.
What?
And we have that. We have all those tapes. I mean, it was a mess.
Oh, I got to get this, yeah.
Where I asked the guy, is that woman a prostitute there? And then he started giving me some of the, we were riding right down Broad Street in my South Philly, like Broad and Tasker, Broad and Moore. We weren't riding through the middle of K&A, and we picked up a woman literally at 17th and Rittner. Dan, here's how it works. There was a John, one of the officers, in the car in front of us. Then we were in the trail car with cops, and I'm sitting there taping this whole thing.
Tell you now, any false information you give me, it's going to cost you about another day at the roundhouse. Okay? I'm going to ask you one more time. Anything in this purse I should know about? Because it's going to be checked.
Nothing, I have nothing.
How many pipes you have in there? One?
Just that.
I'm going to ask you some questions, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, no answers. Do you have any pain or injury?
No.
Do you have any serious medical problems? You got hepatitis? You got AIDS? Any of that stuff?
No.
All right, Dan. See, the only difficult part for me is this woman was put in the back seat of the vehicle, and they had me placed toward the back. I could feel the
breath. Oh, no.
The breath still. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When I showed up at Broad and Washington, they were in like a Popeyes there staging. They all had on these giant yellow gloves up to here to process these, like the type of thing you use in a nuclear power plant.
Did they give you anything?
No, I didn't have anything in this. So
more from the officer here.
The bottom line is the demand for sex is so great that's what's making these men and women sell their bodies.
That guy was unbelievable. I think he was the lieutenant, Dan. So we're driving along Broad Street, and he goes, no, I don't think that's a prostitute and stuff like this. And I'm going, my God. Now, today it wouldn't have been allowed under Jim Kenney and outlaw and all
everything.
That.
Can we profile? Stan, what you think about that girl we just passed back here, Broad and Federal?
I think she's too good looking.
Too good.
Oh, I haven't aged well.
that's what it was like, Dan, for this. Now, I would volunteer. We got to get with the right people. Malugian got to do this. I'd volunteer to go with them on this. But did you hear how dangerous this was? MS-13, the guy from Haiti saying, Biden forever. You know, again, Fox has this. The others probably are not going to put. This has to be put out there all over the place. We'll play a little bit later, Dan, maybe once an hour, a little bit more of this, so that people can actually visualize this with Malugian, who is just tremendous. I think he's too good looking to be a reporter, though. He's more of an anchor. What they ought to do is put him in as an anchor and then have him report. That guy's hair is better than any hair that I see in the business.
He does look like an anchor. I just pulled up a picture
of him. He's tremendous looking. He shouldn't be a reporter. They had him in studio a couple times.
Nice
hairstyle
he's got there.
Oh, yeah, great hairstyle.
Looks very familiar to mine.
That may be the case. I'll have to decide.
Thanks for the compliments, Tom.
No, I'm have to decide if that is true with his. I'm not sure. Yours
Tom,
is
you're
fine.
A classy guy.
All right, Trump, meanwhile, speaking to the elites, alleged, in Switzerland. You know, they gather every year around this time. And taking questions, like the Bank of America guy. And he said, I'll take your question. But when are you going to let some conservatives be in the Bank of America? The guy looked like, uh-oh. They weren't hostile. They were more, let's try to get along with Trump, even though, you know, all the climate people were there.
Which is complained that the banks are not allowing them to do business within the bank. And that included a place called Bank of America. This conservative, they don't take conservative business. And I don't know if the regulators mandated that because of Biden or what, but you and Jamie and everybody, I hope you're going to open your banks to conservatives because what you're doing is wrong.
Wow. And that's what the guy answered, asking him the question. All right. So good stuff here around that. And I got what I wanted around this whole thing with J6. J.D. Vance highlighted one case. I'm looking at it on Twitchy. And he went through point by point in this case why this man was way overcharged and what happened. He named him, etc. And I would just like to see either Trump or Vance address some of these other guys and why they pardoned him, because what he did with this one makes perfect sense, just as we knew. Point by point by point, what happened here with the prosecutors. Of a guy who was inside the Capitol for 8 minutes, wasn't involved with anybody in anything, and got 19 months. So there are a lion's share of cases like that. That's been my point all along. That's fair. That's a good pardon. That's a good commutation. It was a pardon rather than a commutation. All right, this Malugian at the border thing, though, is at Boston, is gold. Just listen to that roster of people they were picking up. It's amazing that more Americans are not being killed. They gotta use that and make that point over and over and over again today. And yes, we are going to go into churches. You're not going to be protecting these people in churches. That time is over. Oh, it's just the church. So, Dan, I went back, and I wish you were working this one. I became friendly with the family. I was only a few years in talk radio, and the family lived over in Mount Airy area, so... it was a police...
Mount Airy area.
Yeah.
It's hard to say that.
It was a police sergeant. I think he gave the direct order. You have this fugitive for armed robbery. Vicious. They found out he's using like 42 aliases. And he's getting married in a church in North Philly. Now, they only had 9 cops. So they didn't say, well, we'll wait till the entire party's coming out. Because their suspicion, they told me, hey, this guy's in a criminal enterprise, Dan. The best man might be carrying a shotgun, you know. They let him finish the ceremony because of staging and all. But as he was getting ready to leave or kiss the bride, they moved in and they arrested him in the church. They got suspended for this. They didn't even let him kiss the bride. The black ministers went crazy, said if it were a white church, this wouldn't have happened. It was quite a scene. And their argument seemed to be, well, yes, Dan, he walked away from his trial. He was on trial for armed robbery. He was out on bail, apparently, and he never shows up for the trial. They found him guilty in absentia. And wow. We're supposed to go by the Marcus of Queensberry rules here with this thug. to arrest, wait till he comes out. How about after the honeymoon, you know? And he's got a mob of these guys with him. And I'm looking at these guys. You got to be kidding me. No, they took him by surprise. They did let him make his vows with this woman who said she knew nothing, right? And it was a cause celeb that went international. And I was involved in it. And that this guy got suspended as a sergeant for doing something brilliant, I thought. So this idea, this Catholic priest writing today in the Inquirer, how dare they come into sacred places, the church? Are they going to harbor people like the people we just saw with Malusian? Is the Archbishop going to say something about this? These other religions, God knows what they'll do. No, we are not going to have phony respect for people harboring people that we're talking about here. This notion that we're in the 14th century or something, and these are citadels you can't put. No, the ICE people have said they're going to go in wherever these people are. It doesn't matter. And that's exactly right. And those people that were taken away today, that's probably lives saved. When you have a guy convicted 17 times, that probably means he's committed over 100 crimes and they only caught him 17. How's he out with 17? You go figure. And how about the guy wanted for murder in El Salvador? MS-13. How is he out? You heard the guy. Biden forever. I want to thank Obama for what he did for me. That's as good of footage. I hope Fox plays this.
Constantly. Threats is this illegal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
Trump, you feel me? Yo, Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
Wow.
I love that he starts with F Trump.
Yeah. By the way, Academy Awards, the Oscars have dropped. The Trump film, which only made about $1 million, has the actor of the year and the best supporting actor. All right, I'm coming to your calls quickly at 855-839-1210. You should get in now. I'll give you the side question coming up. We're going to be joined at 1 o'clock by Paul Scanlon. We have Jeff Van Drew today. And we have our buddies at Judicial Watch. The very best on challenging the swamp in Washington, the very best at challenging the deep state. What's happening with Tulsi Gabbard? Why is this not even getting a confirmation hearing? But this footage, and Dan, it seems like it was done, a lot of it in the middle of the night, right? Or early dawn.
No, it seems dark. Like just daytime.
Oh, it's daytime? The bit that Fox was showing was very darkened. So, yeah, this is...
well, this particular clip where he says the F Trump is in the daytime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, ICE arrests 460 plus illegal immigrants. Now, Fox even calls them migrants. So what are we going to do? What's with the migrants? It's a term, it's a constitutional term, illegal immigrant. They're here illegally, they immigrated here illegally. In the first days of the administration, 460 plus. You can have a sense of how dangerous this is. You're not just picking up somebody on the way home from work and all that stuff. All right, the Boston operation. Yeah, I could see Boston. It's radical progressive, Catholic radical progressive. How's Philadelphia going to react to this? We'll see. Phone lines, though. Side question coming up, 855-839-1210.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Dom Giordano, in the middle of all this, I have some great news. A source just texted me that the Democrat Party in Philadelphia met this morning, I think not too long ago, And we may have to get Bob Brady on tomorrow and talk about this. And they did not endorse in the DA's race. They did not endorse. Now, usually, pro forma, if everything's going along here, you endorse the sitting DA. I mean, that usually happens. They did not endorse Larry Krasner today. Now, I don't really give you hope. Now, not that I'm saying Judge Dugan, who we had on, is a conservative or anything, but he's reasonable. And I think he would follow the law. And I think he's got a 50-50 shot at stopping Larry Krasner. The only thing Krasner is going to try to do is get a couple more people into the race. You know, money behind the scenes to buy ads and all the usual tactic. But the I haven't seen that at the Inquirer yet, but source indicates that the Philadelphia Democrat Party will not endorse in the DA's race. So this is good news. But of course, Krasner interceding in already a difficult situation here with the J6 stuff, grandstanding. Bruce Castor, who we'll get on today or tomorrow. I didn't know he defended some of the J6 defendants. Our guy says Krasner would be probably open to civil charges, not under the guise of his personally. You know, that means you could lose $1 million. Well, you know, how much does he owe already in back taxes? How in the world do these morons in Philadelphia get taxed and want to vote for a guy, at least according to news reports, who owes over $100,000 in taxes and fees? It might be $150,000 of a building he's involved in. How in the world do you do that? Well, that's Philadelphia. But maybe we're starting to see a pivot here, not endorsing Krasner. All right, and love to get your reaction to that Malusian. You know, you got to be on YouTube with the show, too. This is brilliant stuff with Bill Malusian. We'll play some of it more. Video and audio from Boston today. All right. Al in Philadelphia remembers or might even have an update. Now, it was 1995. And I don't know if I was doing morning drive then or not. But, Dan, the two big coups that I had was this one at that point and getting on a guy who was pummeled, people may remember, protesting. I think they were protesting in favor of the impeachment of Bill Clinton around Monica Lewinsky and other things. And Don and his sister were beaten right in front of City Hall on TV with everybody there, with union members stomping him. It was stunning. And I got him on. And then Johnny Morris was the guy. He went to his office. He wanted to have a powwow because he thought I was getting problematic. And he said to me, "You don't have to worry, Don. We're not going to attack you here. These are all college graduates."
That's amazing.
Oh, I said, Dan, I walked over to the window. Well, I just happened to have a police detail, which I did, two detectives outside. And John, I forget, am I supposed to pull a cord once or twice to signal them everything is okay? My mind is, you know, there might be trouble here. It was... stunning. Wow. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's more impressive, that or the prostitution ride-along.
That's the prostitution ride-along is top 10, I got to say.
Or is it Guantanamo Bay? We got to do like a...
Yeah, the top 10.
Top,
you know,
10.
What? I could do that for tomorrow.
Yeah?
Of the moments that I remember in this. Yeah, those are definitely some of them.
I feel like that's like something we got to say for like a year end or something.
I would probably put... in 10th place, at least, though, your emergence when you first started working with me.
Mm-hmm.
No, prior to you working with me.
Meeting down at the shore?
It was a little bit after that.
Picture that Kosky took of us?
Yeah, when you got on the Shamokin, I think it was the Shamokin area mayor, who's a Republican, who wanted to make it a marijuana capital.
It's Shamong.
Shamong.
Yeah.
You were filling in a morning drive. I said, oh, yeah, this is good stuff. I remember that moment. I don't forget much. Positive or negative. That was top 10.
Wonder if how Shamong's doing in emerging as the...
As the marijuana capital of
Jersey. Marijuana growing capital
of
Jersey.
Well, he wanted it in the stores. He wanted the whole thing.
Yeah.
Guy was great. I mean, he was talk radio heaven. All right, let's go to Al in Philadelphia. He knows about this. Hey, Al, good afternoon. What do you have today, Al?
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. I was just talking about this yesterday before I called you in with one of the officers involved. The supervisor involved just recently passed away.
The guy was
involved in smash and grabs in Jewelers Row.
Yes.
Someone came into the district and said, hey, the guy you're looking for is getting married down there, like Broad and Tioga. So they went down there. They went in, they grabbed him. They even took the ring off the female because it was taken in the smash and grab.
Wait a minute. We have to retell that.
Get it all. Don't miss any of it.
Get the ring off. And I read in the accounts, and the guy, I think Sergeant Brooks told me,
yes,
they were mad because they let him kiss the bride. My God. But take the ring off. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, it's the guy's fault for having the chutzpah to have a wedding when being clearly wanted. I mean, if you're going to go that public, it's kind of deserved that you're going to be arrested at your wedding. I'm sorry.
And he wasn't suspected. He was guilty at that point, Dan, because he just fled the trial. Al, oh, the ring, you made my day with that story. I'll never forget that. Can you imagine
I just found that out yesterday that happened because one of the officers who still works with me was working that day.
Oh, my God. Al, thank you for that. Be safe out there. Thank you, Al,
very much. You
too. Sorry to hear about the supervisor, but Sergeant Brooks was a great guy. His wife, too, Dan. You can imagine. Here a guy should have been, well, I made him the hero of the year, of course. Wanted to hold a parade, but that didn't
So I pulled a UPI archived article on this, and it says the suspended officers include the lieutenant on duty the day of the incident, the sergeant who made the decision to enter the church, and a patrolman who shoved Lawson's best man. Neil did not release the name of the officers, but the sergeant who led the team of nine officers into the Zion Baptist Church was previously identified as Sergeant Brooks, a 19-year veteran on the force. Brooks received the harshest punishment, a 20-day suspension to be followed by a transfer to another division. The lieutenant was suspended for 2 days, while the third officer was suspended for 5 days. Neil and Philadelphia Mayor Edrin Dell ordered the probe following complaints from black clergymen who claimed police would not have disrupted a predominantly white congregation. Neil, however, said racism played no part in the incident, which he called an isolated case of police misconduct.
Yeah, misconduct. I didn't know they took the ring, too. Can you imagine a guy smash and grab Jewelers Row and he gives her the ring and the ring comes back?
A little more detail on this, Dom. It says, while Sergeant Brooks is white, six of the nine officers who were involved in the arrest are black.
Right.
Lawson had completed his vows at the altar and was about to kiss his new bride when officers charged him with batons drawn and hauled Lawson away in handcuffs. Lawson, 29, was wanted for failing to show up at his trial on armed robbery charges last month, as you just heard Dom note.
Yeah.
He was convicted in absentia of robbing a downtown Philadelphia jewelry store and faces a minimum 5-year prison term.
There you go. All right. Only in Philadelphia. That's one of the all-time
great. You're going to have a hell of a story on that one.
One of the all-time great. Rizzo would have given him a promotion. I wanted to give him a parade, but, you know, it was frowned on. I wasn't at this station then, so. 855-839-1210. That's how you can. Boy, thanks, Al, for that. The ring. Let's see. Let me give you the side question here, and we'll continue with all this Malusian stuff. Side question today. We're still waiting, and we have a cut of President Trump with Hannity last night in the first Oval Office interview in which Trump was asked about the JFK file, the MLK and all that, cut 12. Here's what Trump told Hannity about why the first time around he did not release the file.
Will you investigate these assassination attempts? And you stated that you will release the files, all of the files, as it relates to the JFK assassination. And by the way, this is his desk.
Yeah, that's right.
This is where John Kennedy.
That's a movable door.
Yeah.
It's a little door there. That's where John was.
John, yeah. And RFK, and also Martin Luther King Jr., and that you will be transparent. This was going to happen in the first
time. So many
time.
People have asked me to do that. And I did it with Kennedy to an extent. Right. But I was asked by some of our government officials not to. And, you know, you have to respect them. I was actually asked by Mike Pompeo, his Secretary of State, not to. And I felt he knew something that maybe, you know, when he asks you not to, you sort of say, why? And he felt that it was just not a good time to release him. And you might ask him why. Maybe he'll deny that even. But he did. He asked me. And some others also, though. They didn't want the Kennedy stuff released.
All right. So, you know, I don't know if it's out of dignity of the whole thing or something else. So we decide. And listen to the guidelines on this. We're looking more for conspiracies that are not, virulent or earth-shattering, although that's all you have. That's fine. Hit us with that all-time, probably I'd say fun conspiracy. I learned a new one just Googling this, thinking about it. And the conspiracy is that Coke allegedly put out new Coke because they knew people wouldn't like it, and then they were going to draw people back to their own product. It was all that kind of plot. That's not why they put out new Coke. They put out new Coke because they were stupid. They had everything.
Oh, no, they're trying 100% to reboot. They want popularity,
God. All right.
No publicity is bad publicity. When you get people starving for Coke Classic, you relaunch it.
There we go.
Wasn't it because Pepsi was winning sip tests over
Coke? Pepsi was killing it. They had the Michael Jackson campaign at the time. They had everything going.
I can rebuff that is because Pepsi wins the sip test every time because Pepsi is a lot sweeter than Coke. But if you do that same test where it's drink a glass or drink a bottle of Coke,
exactly.
People prefer Coke nine times out of ten.
Still, today, they murder Pepsi. I don't know how Pepsi's in business versus Coke.
Because people like the sweet.
Yeah. Well, okay. So a couple of others.
Mm-hmm.
We might see this with JFK.
Well, first
again.
Off, we got to clear up before we go anywhere. Is Dom a believer of aliens?
No.
Oh.
Definitely not a believer in that.
Oh, come on.
It's just,
so
it's waste my time. Yeah.
We're alone. Only rock in the
universe.
Well,
I guess they could be on, on the Earth you're talking about? Or you're talking
just anywhere. Anywhere. Do aliens exist? In the
I guess there's some shot about it. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about that.
I am so angry. Did you see what happened on Newsmax over the weekend?
No, was it alien
related? Oh, they've been teasing 8 p.m. for the longest time. Newsmax is going to have some fascinating footage of a whistleblower who retrieves UAPs. Video footage of a UAP retrieval comes out, and it looks like an egg hanging from a rope, and the UFO community is up in arms. All this hype by Elizondo again, and absolutely nothing. It sets us back. It makes us look like idiots that we get excited for this hyped-up crap, and then it comes out to be an egg hanging from a rope.
I would love to meet the people at the UFO community. It's got to be a great...
You want to come to the meetings?
Yeah, an erudite
group. I can fit you in.
Get tugged along on the line.
Let me throw one. Fluoride in the water. JFK kind of dancing with that one occasionally. Will he bring that back and get people crazy with it? All right, I dread to ask. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, Dom. So today I'm going to talk about the 1893 World's Fair. You know anything about this?
I've read a book about it, but I don't know of any conspiracy.
So the 1893 World's Fair was held in Chicago, and for this World's Fair, they built all these intricate buildings and statues made of, white marble and gold and bronze and what have you. And they allegedly built these 14 massive and intricately designed buildings in only 2 years, because they claim they made it out of, chicken wire and plaster and very cheap materials in order to get it up in time. But if you look at the pictures of this fair, which there are online, and I implore people who are listening to go look at them, there's no way they could have built any of this out of those materials. There are giant canals that they built in the thoughts of Venice, running throughout Chicago. There are intricate bridges, statues. There was the first Ferris wheel, the first moving sidewalk they had there. And they built all of this for a 6-month expo that, only ended because a refrigerator caught on fire and burned down the entire thing. So what I'm getting at here is that a lot of people point to the 1893 World's Fair as the end of an old world. A world that was here in America before we came and settled it. That there were other people here, they built all these structures, they were very smart, but the people who came over with Christopher Columbus or the Americans that came over later, they wiped this all out and they wanted to start anew, they wanted to start afresh, so they burnt all these towns and cities down.
Oh my God, back to 1893.
So it's not aliens.
So Dan, how about yours?
Dom, rocks are soft and squishy until you touch them, then they turn hard.
All right, that's a pretty fun one. All right, that's what we're looking for.
You're just going to move right past. Do you believe that might be true?
Yeah, well, it's a fun one, so I'm not going to attack it like some of these others. All right, so we're looking for that, and just your level of interest. Do you want the JFK file? Yeah, I mean, I've read 3 or 4 books on it at least. O'Reilly is on speed dial if this drops. He wrote the definitive book that's common sense on this, and Gerald Posner is kind of friendly with me. He's the one that debunked all the others on it and is absolutely right. It was Lee Harvey Oswald. But Let's see if Trump does it. I'm waiting for it. You know, he would do it next week. He wouldn't do it on a Friday, I think. He wants to get a lot of play out of this. All right. Hit us with that.
Birds aren't real, Dom.
Think about
all surveillance drones.
They are.
All right. Think about that. By the way,
that's true, I have
a bone to pick with our friends in Wildwood, and I'm sure Dan will like this. They're taking new security measures. I'll tell you one that I am never going to be in favor of, that Dan apparently loves. So be ready. The last time we had something like this, we had quite a phone call with him about it. All right. But get in now. That's a side question. We got this. The raids are going well. And you heard the story of these guys getting suspended. I still would give them a parade. They did exactly the... Imagine a guy, the boldness. He's on the run, armed robbery, and he's getting married at Broad and Tioga. That's great police work to swoop in. Yeah, the bride taking the ring. Yeah, it's evidence. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. So hit us with kind of a fun conspiracy. I think Trump this time around is going to release the JFK, MLK, and RFK Jr. files, and every one of them has some twist and turns to it. So hit us with that. One that you think, you may think it's ridiculous or you agree with it. That would be fine. I'm looking at a list of various clergy. One is here in Philadelphia, Robin Heinicke, speaking out about the fact that ICE has sent a message, hey, you can't hide in churches, you can't hide in schools. They were saying this violates a long tradition in Christianity that religious communities can be sanctuaries for people in grave need. All right, so what's up, Dan?
Hopefully I have Bruce Castor coming up.
Okay, all right. So Bruce Castor, and I know he's on a timeline.
No, stay right here. I'm going to try to get him on right now if we can.
Okay, Bruce Castor, big friend of the show, came on my show to reveal once what he was going to do with Bill Cosby, among other things. And apparently Bruce is somebody who is the... defense attorney, his firm has been the defense attorney for a number of J6 people. He had a lot to say to Delaware Valley Journal about Larry Krasner and what Krasner is doing, which is just clear persecution, throwing that out there in public versus actually following the law. Look, I have problems with a few of these J6 people, but Krasner en masse still wants to go after them under state law. And their hurdles are remarkable. Why would Krasner do that? Well, because he's Larry Krasner. This is what he does. He's an enemy of cops. So he's not doing it to support cops or the rule of law. He's the enemy of a rule of law. He's doing it because of his own demons. And he's trying to appeal to a progressive base, realizing that as he comes up for re-election, he may be in a bit of trouble here.
Let's knock out a minute or two.
Yes, okay. All right, so hopefully we'll talk with Bruce Castor, who's very busy, top-notch attorney. You may remember also he defended Trump in one of the impeachment trials. He's next here on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah. Okay, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. You can get in right now. Hope to talk with Bruce Castor because I was unaware how much he's inside this January 6th stuff. And he says if Krasner moves forward with any of this, he could be liable for civil penalties. Apparently not to the city of Philadelphia, but to him personally. That's exactly what this guy needs. And the breaking news, I told you, I haven't seen out there. Sources telling me that the Democrat Party met today. They will not endorse in the DA's race. That is great news. So even if you're in the suburbs and you've long suffered, just the arrogance, the insufferable. I mean, what kind of guy has women in walkers stand up there on these pieces of paper they're spotted at the news conferences as he sits sipping coffee? This guy. His only hope is to get another candidate in here to kind of sluice off the vote of the Judge Dugan candidate, or a couple of them to do that. And that may be what he's up to. But no endorsement, that's a big deal. All right, we hope to talk with Bruce Castor. Let me go to Phil in Delaware, Talk Radio 1210. Phil, good afternoon.
Phil!
Phil, are you there?
Yes. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Phil. Go ahead. What's your call for? Go ahead.
Yes, first I wanted to thank you a whole lot for bringing intrigue to the station. You really bring people's thoughts out.
Well, thank you, Phil, very much.
The question I have is, I'm curious about your opinion. I agree with every single thing Trump's been doing, but why do you think he had to include any of the January 6th guys and women that attacked police officers and did damage to the Capitol? If he didn't do that, if he excluded maybe 10 or 20 people, he would have been golden.
I agree. Well, I'll tell you what he told Hannity last night. We have that clip. But what he told him essentially, Phil, was, well, you know, it's 1,500 cases. They were cumbersome. There was a lot of stuff here. That's not a good reasoning pattern. I think he looked at the totality of how unfair a lot of this stuff is, including the Biden pardons at the 11th hour, and made an emotional decision, which I differ with, to say, well, I'm going to forgive all these people, because Vance had pretty much said, hey, if you were attacking a cop, particularly some of the serious stuff, then we're not going to be pardoning you for that. The others should have been pardoned. So that's my theory. It was based upon all the nonsense that's gone on. But that doesn't mean that I agree with that part. You're right. He would have been golden.
Yeah, because the thought on it is, he had mentioned a day before that he had given a lot of thought to it over the last month or so. So I thought something... Right. You know, would have differentiated, but...
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, Phil. I appreciate your call a lot. Very thoughtful. And the bottom line is, I'm going to tell you what I think on this. I'm always going to stand with law enforcement. I have people, Dan, emailing me, and they're not getting crazy, but they're trying to make up something that's not true. They're trying to say, well, how long do you serve for attacking a cop? You know, weren't these people serving 3.5 years, whatever? I doubt that they were in there 3.5 years. But secondly, some of the attacks on cops, some of the stuff that was done with some of these people, these were the type of stuff you get a very long sentence for. So again, Trump was right, though, overall. And Bruce Castor, as I said, defended some of the J6 defendants. He's a busy guy. We'll get him on today or tomorrow. I think he'll lay out how bad it was with some of the prosecutorial misconduct. By the way, Democrats, well, a lot of people, myself included today, are looking at the fact that Biden did not pardon Cassidy Hutchinson. And he didn't pardon her. We don't know the reason why. There's a lot of back and forth over this. The big news, and we're trying to get Jim Jordan on, is that there will be a subcommittee, this Loudermilk guy, that is going to thoroughly call witnesses. Now, remember, these people that are pardoned, like Liz Cheney, keep this in mind. As I understand it, legally, they still would have to testify, and they cannot claim a Fifth Amendment right. Nothing can happen to them through the testimony based on the Biden pardon, but they can't exert a Fifth Amendment. I'm not going to answer that. On the grounds of the Fifth Amendment, because this is an issue where they would have to answer. And maybe we're still going to get to the bottom of some of the things that happen here, that some of them will crack as this goes forward. Now, some think Republicans ought to let it go. I think this committee's a good idea. I'll ask Jeff Van Drew about that at 2:00 today. He sits on the subcommittee around this. All right, phone lines, though. Hit us with that conspiracy of one sort or another. You either agree with it or you don't. It might be a funny one.
Ooh, how about Pop Rocks and soda will make your stomach explode?
There you go. Man. That's always been no sense chancing that.
I still haven't done that.
All right. Do we still have another break here? Because of Bruce Castor?
Yeah, no, we're going to take one up over there. Coming up here in a couple minutes.
All right. So, a couple of minutes.
Yeah, the top of the hour of the break is
coming. Okay, yeah. Also, I have in the next hour, this is a great question. I love this, and I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to save it up until after we talk with the guest. Eagles fans are split on whether they would rather see their team hoist a Lombardi trophy than find love. I'm looking at these guys saying it's about 51% that say they'd rather have the Eagles win the Super Bowl than to find love, meaning a sexual love relationship with a significant other. What the hell is wrong with these guys? Are they really to be taken seriously? The team that answers yes to that question the most are the fans of the Detroit Lions. 74% say yes, they choose a Super Bowl win over finding true love. You know how hard it is to find true love, the searching you have to do, versus a Super Bowl? 74%. They're starved in Detroit. The Eagles fans are not as bad. They're down to about, 51% answer. The least concerned at 22%, well, they won so many, are Patriots. Only 22% say they would rather have a Super Bowl than true love.
Tom, you got a caller on the board there.
Oh, that's right. This is Margarita. I know you were getting crazy here on the ranch in Oregon. It made me wear that
now, Margarita,
savage.
You're going to have to filter yourself compared to what he put out there on the
Here we got the adults only version of this. Might be on YouTube. We can't do that here, though. Hey, Margarita, welcome. Thanks very much for being such an avid viewer and listener.
Well, thank you very much. My heart's beating very fast right now. I'm cutting teasel on the ranch. I'm outside.
Wait, you're cutting what?
What is it called?
It's called teasel. It's an invasive weed that we get here on the ranch. And I was tasked to get me and the girls to cut it, so we're cutting it. They're not here with me right now. They're at different locations, but so I'm very nervous. And I was telling producer Dan, I got a deep voice, and a lot of people mistake me for a man, and I'm not. So be kind, and I want to give a shout out to at producer Dan and his wife Maisie, to Dom Giordano and his wife Ro, at Suze Loves Jeffy, I know who you are, and at Kimmy, they're my sunshines, and for the guys at Tony Arjona, at Chris Eppolito, at Newman Price.
You're not going to get them all, Barry, you know that.
At Barry Stam.
Let me ask you, Margarita, who did you favor for Caller of the Year? Did you vote? Do you have a favorite?
I think she was a Joan Columbus gal.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time thinking right now. We used to know you from back in Cape May County. I know you were with Kelsey Grammer at the Wildwood
Summer White House.
Right, and I can't remember the
Mulligan's
name.
Mulligan. Oh, you got to remember that. Get that tattooed,
right,
Margarita.
Okay.
Yes.
I wanted to be on the rooftop doing security for you guys, because we do that, and so.
Wait a minute, Margarita. Is it an all-female ranch?
No, okay. No. It's just me and the girls got hired out here 6 months ago. We're ranch hands, and we're learning the trade. And on the YouTube, I said we raise Arabians, which it's kind of a misunderstanding. We compete with Arabians, and sometimes we breed them out here. We haven't done anything lately, but the owners right now are in Southern California. They're in a competition, and so I'm running the ranch here with me and the girls, but we are very real. We are very feminine, and it's me, myself, Margarita, also known as Secret Squirrel. There's Tiny Bubbles, also known as Davy or Davida, and there's also Natasha.
Oh, also Natasha.
Spike.
Okay.
Spike.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Spike, and she's nationalized from Latvia, and so we are actual women. Out here.
There's so many wrinkles and folds to this, Dom. It's
well,
incredible.
Margarita, thank you.
Thank you for making the chat. Like your character, the characters that you bring into the chat and the fun that you bring there really make the YouTube chat shine.
Absolutely,
so.
Margarita. Keep it up. Thank you, Margarita. It's all real as far
as
we can tell.
Is it though?
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
can't tell if we're being punked or not.
It's a very intricate prank then.
Yeah, that was a very...
There's like a lot of details of the Arabians and...
Look that up. Is that really a weed on ranches in Oregon?
Well, Arabian horses are indeed real, and they're shown like that. So,
I mean,
it all checks. Just some of the stories that they tell in the chat seem so outrageous.
I understand their fascination with us. I understand that. That happens all the time wherever we go. So that part's real. There you go. That part's real. Rowley understands that. Okay, coming up, the great Paula Scanlon saw her do an interview the other day, which she talked about in more detail when she was a swimmer at Penn with Leah Thomas, exactly the pressure they put on these women. Remember we talked about that, and some people said, hey, they just have to speak up. But did you hear that? She, of course, is the day-to-day person for Scott Presler. I saw he's got all kinds of levels of jobs that he's offering in Jersey. This is a master plan. He's better than the Republican Party, in my view, to win New Jersey. All that straight ahead. Big 1 o'clock hour, Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.